Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
In particular, I think it's because we have a floral shop on the street level. And I will say the lady is extremely nice. But yeah, no, Mia is a treasure. Mm-hmm. She's the nicest person in Los Angeles, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
She can sort of tell when I'm in a bad mood. And sometimes she'll give me flowers to give to my wife. Like just one,
that's,
you know?
So really?
And I do want to cry every single time.
This is actually just a podcast about Mia. I don't know if
I would love to do a podcast.
Like, I should run down Mia on the podcast. Just so I can, like, have some stuff.
Oh,
that would
be good. Flowers by Mia.
Flowers by Mia.
Shout, you know, if you're a listener, you really want to see flowers? And you also follow our Instagram account already.
If you want to see the woman that regularly makes Chase cry,
follow Flowers by Mia on Instagram. Well, fuck this. Welcome to Fuck This Place.
Fuck This Place.
With Chase and Nick. My name's Chase.
I'm Nick, and today our guest is the awesome comedian Chase Bernstein. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you guys so much.
How are you?
I'm great.
Hell yeah.
So nice to have another Chase in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And a good one, because I feel like Chases can go either way.
Damn, I don't meet too many.
I haven't met too many either, but it does seem to me about half the time they're cool and half the time they're not.
It's a really cool name. Like, it's like a
it's
surfer kind of cool
surfer name.
Yeah, a lot of athletes, I feel like, are named Chase.
Mm. It's like people who drive Jeeps.
People do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chase? I would love a Jeep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe one day we'll fulfill the prophecy. So, Chase, our first segment that we do for every pod is a segment we like to call Fuck This Place.
Fuck This Place?
Okay.
Question mark.
Fuck This Place? Okay.
Where we decide whether we would work somewhere or not.
Okay.
So, you're originally from Studio City, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, we typically go for local Craigslist. This is LA. It's a pretty big Craigslist. But we did try to skew
as close as we can.
It's Valley-esque.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do is I'm going to read three titles, and you're going to pick the one you don't want to look at, and then we'll look at the other two.
Wait, I'm going to pick the one I don't want
to
look at?
Yeah, the one that's the least interesting to you.
Okay.
So, the first title, sorry, these are real silly. The first one is just Sail Tree Socks. Okay. Sail, and there's no weird spelling. It just says Sail Tree Socks.
Okay.
The next one says Clean Vending Machines at Glendale Galleria, $30, same day pay.
Mm.
All right. Okay. And then the next title is Need a Sofa to Sleep On. Which one would you not like to click on?
And that's the one you're going to click on?
No. No, and then it goes away.
I like clearly don't trust anyone.
There's no left hook here. Yeah, you pretend that you're browsing Craigslist.
Okay, yeah, definitely not the sofa.
Okay, great.
Well, sofa's out of here.
Just
sofa's
to be clear, we all knew where that was going.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go. So let's take a look at Clean Vending Machines at Glendale Galleria.
Okay.
So, this is under domestic gigs. I don't know what domestic means.
Just in this country.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Right. In America. Okay. So the title says Clean Vending Machines at sign Glendale Galleria, $30 same day pay. For those who do not know, the Glendale Galleria is a mall, a shopping center, if you will. Mm-hmm. It is often, what's the word, compared to its counterpart directly across the street, the Americana, which is a far superior shopping experience.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
I do like the classicness of the Galleria. Mm-hmm.
The Galleria is straight up lowercase m mall.
It's a mall. Yeah.
Anyway, just so people know, the Galleria, it's a large mall. In fact, has three stories.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So here's what the job posting says. It says, clean our two machines as soon as you can and get $30 from me once job is completed. That is the first sentence.
Just like at your earliest convenience.
Yeah, what is I
whenever you can take it.
I think he's like sweating. He's like, now, please. Please. These machines are so dirty.
And then obviously, like, I do think that this ad is decent in that they are addressing my concerns in the right order. The next paragraph says, I can send you enough proof to show I am good for it. It's $30. I would just hope you're good for it, man.
It's a picture of his hand with $30 in it. It's right here.
I swear that's like not my even hand. A Venmo. Yeah.
I see people $300 all the time. I can send you enough proof to show I'm good for it and my company's name and info online, but you just can't do it here. I couldn't tell you why. Why not just say we're a vending company, are us, or we're, you know, right. Powerade or something.
Like, have enough people challenge him? Like, are you sure you have $30? Are you sure? Because I'm not falling for this again.
Yeah. I think he's just getting out in front of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
like,
definitely. Yeah.
I mean, you're cutting off the doubt at the pass. This does not help. This next sentence. I live in Seattle and just expanded into LA, which seems like you don't want to move into Portland or. What's going on? These machines were installed 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
Like, by you, and are in need of some desperate attention.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
Like, what could have possibly happened? Whoa. Like, everything's, like, in a package. Like, he's like there's M&Ms everywhere.
Yeah, like, someone reached hand, like, opened a Snickers and then just smeared it against the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much? I mean, I know that by saying this, I'm severely underestimating people. But, like, how much could be going wrong inside a vending machine that needs to be cleaned?
Yeah.
I understand if...
But maybe he's talking about the outside.
This guy's not asking it for it to be refilled.
I know, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's piss and, like, milkshake.
Right. But
please,
then it's like...
so much piss and milkshake.
But also, how do you know? How does this person know if you live in Seattle? Like, a little bit. I know a lot of Craigslist seems like traps, but the urgency here really feels a little bit like a trap.
A little bit like a scavenger hunt. Yeah. This is like a thing.
Like he's waiting at the vending machine.
It's
to
like,
find
who's
out.
Even going to author? Like, I feel like if you went there and started cleaning, you'd like get security would be like, you can't be doing that.
What are you
like,
doing?
Like, who are you? Yeah. Like, who do you work for?
Although I will say that there, you can get away with a lot with a clipboard and a hat and just sort of like a vaguely frumpy looking shirt.
Yeah.
You know, like just like a gray or brown work shirt. Like,
totally.
you could walk into probably my apartment and be like, what can I do for you, sir? Okay, so he says he needs some attention. He's, they're desperate attention. Must be done anytime during mall operating hours, which is a very, very broad time, which is good. And then he gives the address, Glendale Galleria, 100 West. Not like, I know you can't give me a vending machine address.
Right.
But you can't give me...
like
any
next
more?
To the Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Give me something. Like, what if
maybe
I'm
he's just like, it's the filthy one.
like if I'm as responding as urgently as you're asking me to, like, I'm already on the way.
Right.
You know? So, like, I just feel like, come on, like, give me a hint.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
And also that way you could scout it. And then he says, I'll pay you electronically. Okay.
Cool.
So maybe a Venmo situation, but here's the thing. I think if you say the word electronically, you don't know what Venmo is.
Right.
Best case scenario, this
he's
is
like, I'm going to wire you somewhere.
Yeah. Like, you're going to have to head.
How do you wire money? I don't even get it.
Have you ever used
idea.
DHL
truly
before?
Truly wouldn't even know.
Yeah, no idea how to wire money. For what I'm saying is, when this person says electronically, that means that you're gonna have some hoops to jump through, and it's not gonna be like
you're gonna have to give like some information that's not necessary.
Correct. And then it says 30. It says 30 flat, which I assume they're just trying to make sure that like you're not gonna try and negotiate. Which to me feels like you have all the cards in your hand at this point.
Yeah.
This person,
but is it like 30 per vending machine?
And that is
30
interesting
total.
Because it does sort of get into where this could, because right now. It appears like this person wants you to, right now, clean a vending machine for $30.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I would not do.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, not through this.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, I might do it some other way, but, like, not from this guy.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, he's like, there's two dirty vending machines, you... clean one, $30, then you wait 24 hours, and then you come back, and you can clean the other one.
I don't know. Well, he gets in. Next he says, basic cleaning supplies will do. Okay.
Cool.
Which I do appreciate. That does, to me, give a hint at the fact that it's not covered in, like, vomit, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, if it's like, hey, some wipes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Windex should do it.
It says, if anyone wants to commit to cleaning this mall 3 times a week, and get paid $150 monthly, please let me know you're interested.
What?
Whoa. And then it says the clean shouldn't take more than 35 minutes. We're going to have to do a little math here. So he wants you to clean it three times a week, and you're getting paid $150 monthly, which is, in fact, $37 per week. So, like, this guy is really shortchanging between, like, he really wants this vending machine to get clean right now.
Yeah.
For only $30, which is not a ton of money.
Right.
And then he's like, well, actually, if you were to do this long term, you would barely make more than this per week.
Right.
You make $7.50 more
per
week to do this two more times a week.
Damn. I mean, I think people just see the 150 and they're like, oh, I'll do that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the crazy thing is, I would think this person, if they wanted to be more deceptive about that, they would have said something like, if anyone wants to commit to cleaning this weekly, you can get paid $150 a month. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you don't understand how many times a week, so you can get involved in a conversation with them.
Right, right.
Perhaps this person really is.
Do you think this like this kid's like son is trapped inside the vending machine, and that's why he's so invested in it?
Well, he wants you to come back and make sure his son's not in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says the clean shouldn't take more than 35 minutes. Uh-huh. Seems like this is a bit of a... This is also definitely why he's paying you in a weird way, is this is also a TaskRabbit thing. If he would just get on the app TaskRabbit, he could pay anybody $30.
Yeah.
To do it, and someone at TaskRabbit would like click on the app and say like, "Yeah."
Instead of this like Hail Mary, hoping for a hero
on Craigslist.
I also just feel like if you really wanted a Snickers, like the glass being dirty on is not going to stop you. Either way, people are going to use the vending machine.
People walking by like, oh, not this vending
machine. You want it enough.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think this maintenance is necessary.
I just like. What's in this vending machine? Then it says, we do not usually pay same day or $30 for each clean. They are really hammering this home. This is a one-time emergency clean. The $150 will be sent out end of each month from our company account. And then it says, thank you for your consideration. And that is the end of the post. This guy's got to be posting every other day.
Yeah. So there's like 60 people in a room. They're like, how do we get this vending machine clean all the way in Glendale? We're in Seattle. And he's just like, God help us. I got an idea.
Freaking out.
I was just checking.
So I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah. We're going to say fuck this place.
Fuck this place.
Okay, great. That's a bygone conclusion. Mm. The next post is Sale Tree Socks in Van Nuys.
I like this.
We are met... immediately
a visual
with a visual, and by the way, we will be posting these visuals to our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Fuck this place pod, by the way. And this visual is what is very clearly weed socks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Tree is a
I thought this was like a seasonal thing.
It sure looks like a sock with weed leaves on them.
Yeah.
And then there's two other pictures, and they are
more of the socks with weed.
More
on
of those more socks with weed. And then it says compensation. Before we even get to the post, it says compensation is $500, which is, I don't even know what that means. Okay, and then, okay, there's like one sentence here, basically.
I'm glad this one's brief.
Yeah, I appreciate, this is, whatever they're gonna about to say, it's going to happen and it'll be over. I have a 100 pair of tree socks left over from a eBay business.
Damn.
This guy's keyboard is broken.
Why is everything?
I mean, I was actually just thinking about this. Do you remember, like, what was it? Was it in the 40-Year-Old Virgin when there was a character, like a love interest, who she made her money from an eBay store?
Yeah.
And how, like, even now that's dated. You know, like,
Feel like eBay is, like, popping.
It is still popping. Yeah. I was on it the other day, which is how
are
I know.
People are on eBay.
People are on eBay.
Yeah.
You're right.
My dad got some shit from eBay.
Yeah. And so what I understand is how this is left over from this eBay
business.
They're
just like, we couldn't swing these last 100 pairs. And
I'm trying to give away 500, okay?
Okay, then it says they retail for $15 each, but it's actually 15 and then the dollar sign. just to clear up. that. Also, by the way, it said compensation. When it said 500, it said 500 and dollar sign. Just as another red flag. Mm-hmm. It says they retail for $15 each. I will let them go for $5 sign each.
It's like, yeah. So the price is $5.
Yeah.
The end of the day.
And then it says you can sail easy. You can sail easy for $10 and make $500 in a day. Da 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 da. There's like five dots. And
he's like, you know, that's the post.
Yeah.
Damn.
By the way, every single time a number is mentioned, the dollar sign comes after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this seems like, yeah, a no brainer.
I mean, you can make $500 in a day. Uh-huh. Obviously, this person, the only reason that this person is giving these socks is because they just don't want to make $500 in a day.
Yeah.
It couldn't possibly be because.
I mean, they're probably on to their next eBay venture.
That must be like it. They're an eBay entrepreneur.
Yeah. And they're just like, I literally don't have time for this.
Right. It
these
could not.
Tree
yeah.
Socks
they're
are
making
killing me.
Major bucks off of the twig socks, and they're just like pictures of a blunt that they're selling for $20 a pop.
Damn.
I just think, why does it say tree socks? Like,
well, yeah, I feel like people still are like low key.
Yeah, but this is California. Like, you're in Van Nuys.
Mm-hmm. True.
A local's going to respond to you. It's legal.
But maybe someone who doesn't even know about weed or doesn't even know those are pot leaves are like, cute, like tree socks, get, they could catch more people this way.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If
also,
you see like marijuana socks, some people might be like, nah.
Just a fucking idiot.
True. I know. Why am I like giving them the benefit of the doubt? I'm like, they're a genius.
Well,
they're
I want to give
them get more.
One more benefit of the doubt, and that is that maybe if you put the word weed into the title of a Craigslist post, maybe, you know, there's parts of the algorithm that are not so good, pal.
It's weird that like someone's going to see this and be like, score. Like,
yeah, someone is
bingo.
I'll make $500 in a day. Uh-huh.
Selling socks.
I mean,
for $5 signs each.
I just don't think that. I mean, obviously, we know that this person is in all likelihood real dumb. But yeah, I just don't see the math working out here because, you know, if you're selling it on eBay, you got to pay for shipping and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to say fuck this place. I'm not going to do this. This feels like it's going to turn into a lot more work than these two sentences are implying.
It seems like I don't want to like text with this person. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want like this number in my phone.
It's like, what size are these socks? Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's not really. It's just like, do you want socks that are some size?
Just like loose socks.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no packaging.
Yeah.
Just like.
Uh-huh.
It's and very it's like,
also, can you not find these socks anywhere else where you have to buy them off Craigslist from a guy in Van Nuys?
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. Okay. He has 100 pairs of tree socks. He says, I will let them go for $5 each. It sounds to me like you're just paying $500.
Right.
Five times 100. Is $500.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
So you buy the tree socks from him.
Yeah,
and
you just.
But then he's like, but you can charge 10. And it's like, well, at that point, they're yours and you can do whatever you want.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
So he's just trying to sell you weed socks. And then he's like, and then you could do whatever the hell you want with them.
Yeah.
But if you sold them, you could make money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like, that was my idea.
You
can use my idea.
I'm going to need a commission on that, by the way. Yeah, I know. I guess I just finally connected that, like, that you have to have $500 for this guy.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In hopes
like,
that
you
could
can potentially
start an
profit.
Empire.
Yeah.
Right. Like, well, hold on a second. If you paid this person $500 and then you sold them for 10 and made $500, you would actually have made profited $0.
But not if you sold them for 10.
Right. Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. I'm just very. This is why I'm definitely never going to email this guy because I could. Uh-huh. Like, I would buy these
the job
from
this
dude and then I would sell them for the exact same price that I got them for and be like, fucking rich.
Yeah.
I just have all your money laid out across your bed.
Look at this.
Rolling in it. Scrooge McDuck over here.
Give it to me in ones. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, they retail for 15.
Yeah,
so
this guy just
wants
to get rid of these socks.
Yeah.
Is at the end of the day what this is.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. And it's just somewhere in Van Nuys, which, I mean, you know, for those who are unfamiliar with Van Nuys, this checks out. Just to have a batch of weed socks to get rid of.
Yeah.
The exact location.
It's 100% in a big cardboard box next to his front door. in his living room.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's almost thrown it in the garbage a few times now. And he's wearing several pairs of the weed socks throughout the week. But
just
he's just
hoping
like, I don't...
someone comments, yeah, like, yeah. Dude, love those socks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, really? Uh-huh. This is really interesting.
He's like, you know, I have a business.
Yeah. Have you heard of eBay?
I just think the audacity to tell me that these are left over from an eBay business. Mm-hmm. Like, left over? I mean, it sounds to me like you're a bad business person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you've got 100 pairs left over.
Right. How many did you start with?
Seems to me like what you did was you bought these socks and you went to a convention or something and you couldn't sell, you know, them. And then that's over now. And you don't want to set up an eBay store to sell them.
Right. Damn.
I mean, obviously, fuck this place.
Yeah, fuck this guy's weak.
Chase?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, would you consider shooting them an email just to find things out?
No.
That's just enough?
Okay. No, I guess I wouldn't.
All right, that's fair. Right. We all knew that. As soon as you saw the pictures.
Dramatic about it.
they have to sell these socks on the Venice Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, at like every other shop. Yeah.
For $15 each. Yeah. At
like, and like a shirt that has like... like the Chucky the doll, but he's like dressed all blinged out. Like one of those shops, you know?
Yeah.
Like a shop that sells like big booty jeans. Like
for
that.
Sure.
They also sell weeds.
For
weed
sure.
Socks.
Yeah, or just a shirt that says fuck.
Yeah.
I love those shirts so much. Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck this place.
Yeah, fuck this place. Hey, everybody. We're going to do a special thing for the holidays where we talk about holiday jobs.
We're looking to hear your stories. Your bad jobs, bad job postings. Send them to us.
Yeah, so if you have any awful fucking seasonal holiday jobs, you can send us an email, ftppod@gmail.com, or you can just message either of us on any social media channel if you know us, because odds are...
we're looking at it.
We're looking at it.
Shitty bosses. Shitty Santa Claus boss.
Elf stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You got any elf stuff, guys? Want to hear about it.
Yeah, so let us know. Just send us your stories or postings you come across our way. Okay, here's the show.
Here's the show. Okay, Chase, let me ask you from Studio City. What is the first job you ever had?
Well... it's debatable.
Ooh, common.
Not
common.
The first time that we've entered a debate for first jobs.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
I mean, I guess like I did work at my dad's office in Encino. Mm-hmm. He's a lawyer, but I worked for a different lawyer.
Ooh, like a competing lawyer?
They were all in the same suite. Okay. They're friends, and my dad, and I just always wanted to work. So my dad's like, okay, why don't you, you know, work for him, like sort some files. I don't know how long. I maybe worked there like a couple weeks.
Okay.
I wouldn't really count that, but I did like get compensated for it.
Sure. Uh-huh.
My first like real job was Mrs. Fields in Beverly Hills.
What? I don't even know what Mrs. Fields
cookies.
Is.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought it was. I just didn't think it would be in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. It was a tragic location.
Because
like I mean, I did only work there for 2 days. Uh-huh. But it was just a really bad location because Beverly Hills is like all like hot moms, like
super
skinny moms. Uh-huh. Like they're not like coming in and like eating cookies.
Yeah, Mrs. Fields is like, in my estimation, it's like trash gas station cookies.
No, they're really good.
Oh, they're really good?
They are good. And they like, you can get like gigantic cookies, like shaped like a heart. Like,
yeah.
Like as big
it's
as a pizza.
Really good. Okay, or you could get like a lot of little ones, like for like, you know, like $6. Like you get like 20 like little
ones. I think I'm thinking
the
wrong Mrs. Fields.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. But,
but yeah, again, hot moms.
It just wasn't
the
right spot. Yeah, I mean, this was like a long time ago. So there was, I don't know, but.
I don't even know. Are there still Miss Fields around?
I don't know.
I haven't seen one in forever.
I haven't seen one in a minute.
I remember back home, there was one that would give you a lot of cash back. And I remember thinking that was really weird.
What do you mean?
Like if you were like, I'm going to use my debit card to buy some cookies. Like, can I get $100 back? And they'd be like, yeah, we'll give you $100 cash back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like a real Stockton thing.
Yeah. It was pretty Stockton. And like, because I remember, like, I was
trying to get people in just so they can unload the register.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we'll cash your check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't seen one in a while. But I feel like they have them at, like grocery stores, maybe. Like,
I feel like maybe I'll see the package.
Yeah, exactly.
Version, but I don't know about, like a live store.
Yeah, I don't think they're in the flesh anymore.
The mecca,
anymore.
The source.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I worked there for 2 days. I really hated it. I worked there. It was only me, a very elderly Asian woman.
Okay.
Uh-huh. She was maybe 80 or 100. We don't know. No, she was just, I don't even remember the manager. I just remember her.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 16.
16, okay.
Yeah, and there was a pregnant Latina girl.
Okay.
And she hated me. Uh-huh. Like, she just, immediately was
this
like,
this sounds
no.
like just like a real cage match of
it was stressful. Uh-huh. It was
stressful. And a real
stressful.
American melting pot.
Yeah.
It was great uh-huh. diversity, but uh-huh. yeah, uh-huh. I worked there for 2 days.
Yeah, there's an NBC show about it.
And then I got a call because I had like applied to a bunch of places. Like, it was summer, and but that was the first one that responded. So I was like, yeah. And then In-N-Out Burger called me, and they paid way more. Uh-huh. So I
you
was
like, later losers.
Fuck you, yeah. Mrs. Fields. I was like, send me my check, and I still have a photographed copy of it. My dad made it.
That's
$76, uh-huh. and nice. Then I started working at In-N-Out.
In-N-Out,
mm-hmm. yeah,
California staple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, I love me some In-N-Out.
Legendary,
yeah. mm-hmm. iconic,
iconic.
But that is like a from where every time I've been to an In-N-Out, mm-hmm. they are like just panicking, running around. Like
it's
there's
chaos.
Never less than 2,000 people in yes. line.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's
which
In-N-Out? Never not. The one on Van Nuys in Sherman Oaks.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I assume that was the same, that it was just
busy?
A nut house all the time.
It was really, really packed, but that it's good because you're not In-N-Out. Sitting there like, ugh, like I want to go. It's like you literally blink and it's over.
Right.
Like
oh,
it
that
goes
is very
so
good
fast.
For teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It particular. Was great. I mean, yeah. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
One of my
That's
best
good.
Friends.
That's great.
One of my best friends back home, he was, he worked for In-N-Out for years, and somehow I felt like he was always in trouble because every time I went to go visit him there, he was like in this weird middle room they had where he was peeling potatoes, and he said his hands
being
would
in trouble,
but his hands would like cramp, and I'd be like, "How long have you been back?" He'd be like, 7 hours, bro.
In your defense, Nick, that is what people do, like in cartoon war. You know, like when you get sent to like the bottom of the ship to like peel potatoes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. That's
but
what
that's
I'm
actually
of.
Like a couple steps up. Like there's like levels.
You gotta work up to potato peeler.
Yeah. Well,
what are you peeling
potato
at the bottom?
Peeler is part of French fries,
which is
like
elite.
It's like maybe like 4 steps up. I did French fries. I got as far as French fries, but I didn't like doing French fries because like the oil. I was
sure.
like, I can't be having this uh-huh, like with uh-huh. my skin.
Pure
so
oil.
I didn't
You're like,
do French
sir,
fries.
Yuck.
I was
so
like, this
vertical?
Is a no for
what's
me.
The, what's the glow up?
Well, it's dining room. So you clean the dining room. That was me for a long time.
Tough
okay.
To start.
Because I'm a late bloomer. I'm not like very outgoing. Uh-huh. So they were like, she can't be on the register. Like she doesn't have the personality for it. And then it's like, just
Damn,
wait.
They were cutthroat.
They were really, they would not take me off dining room. And I was like, you think you're going to get rid of me or not? I uh-huh. will be on those registers.
Wow.
And
I like this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. After 6 months, I got to the registers.
6 months uh-huh. is a long
time. It was
time
a long
to
time
to
be in
uh-huh.
dining room. It
you
was
had, like, scars on your face and stuff at the time. You were just like, I'm fucking here. You thought I was dead. Give me
I
that fucking
really
cash.
Persevered. Mm-hmm. And then I did so good on registers because I'm really quick at like, I love a register. Uh-huh. Like I love
Go
the
on.
Buttons. I uh-huh. love all of it. I'm uh-huh. just really good at it.
The
I have a good memory. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I can memorize all the keys. Uh-huh. Killed it on register. Uh-huh. They were like,
you're like
fuck.
Looking at your manager. Like you're like hitting the buttons, not looking at them because you had it so down. Yeah.
I
yeah,
could
yeah.
do it so fast. And they have like a like they give you a pamphlet. You can study stuff and uh-huh. for the register. And I literally studied like I was studying for like the LSATs.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
fucking ready. Uh-huh, like give me like an obscure order. Like I'll figure it out, you know? So
right.
I did that register
kept your fingernails
next.
All short. You're like a boxer.
I'm like just nimble. Yeah. Dining room registers drive through.
Okay.
Which it was and like that's where I really excelled.
Sure. Really.
Go on
to next level.
Next level. I was always on drive through because I could. Some people they can only take orders, but someone else gets your drinks for you.
Uh-huh.
But I could do both of them.
Uh-huh.
I did the orders uh-huh. and the drinks.
You're a double threat.
And yeah, people yeah, were just yeah. like, "Damn!"
Yeah,
and I was
yeah, yeah.
really quick at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Other people were like heated at you, like jealous. They just like.
I would just I wouldn't because they would like write where you are on the map when you come in so you look at like oh where am I like
yeah.
okay I'm on register mm-hmm. but I just I'd be like give me the headset
uh-huh,
like I
uh-huh.
knew I was always uh-huh, on drive through uh-huh, uh-huh.
wow
and then it's like you go outside take the orders you know because when it gets really busy so
yeah,
I was outside
yeah, yeah.
a
got, like,
lot
6 miles away
yeah yeah yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
that's the fucking truth
conducting traffic
so far away like if yeah if anyone hasn't uh-huh. been doing In-N-Out they are all super busy
yeah
they all have a drive through and because it's California everyone fucking drives their
yeah.
lines are enormous
yeah.
both inside and
yeah.
out
yeah the
I
one
know.
By my place it goes out into the street And there's like
that one on Sunset.
Yeah, that one.
But they just changed it. Did they change the way?
Yeah, you can't take a left into there anymore. Is that what it is? You have to go back up on Orange.
Yeah, they sent the army in because they had to like. It was getting so crazy.
That one was really messy.
But there'd be like one guy in the middle of the street taking orders. He had a homing pigeon that took the message to the next guy. And then it just until it finally got, and they were like, all right, so $12.
Yeah. But the drive through is faster, ultimately. I never go in because they want the drive-through to move faster.
They're afraid.
There's a timer on the drive-through.
Oh my god! Tell me you weren't afraid of the timer, though. Tell me you threw like an apron over the timer.
It wasn't on me. It's like I've taken the order. Like you got. I'm waiting for the thing. You know, like. But yeah, they'd be like, guys, we got 3 minutes right now on the drive. Like,
is that the goal? 3 minutes?
Like, no, that's a lot. Like,
what is the goal? Like, what?
I don't know. I don't remember. But probably not 3 minutes. But yeah,
that's fucking
so
drive through and then fries
and then dressing the burgers,
so
my buddy was
cooking.
In some kind of prestigious position
that's what I'm saying, he wasn't being punished.
Dude,
like,
shout out to Brandon,
he was
up there, good job Brandon
up there, he climbed the ladder.
Okay, so you were doing that and you were killing it.
Yeah,
and
pretty much
wait, how long did you say you did that for?
I worked at In-N-Out for 2 years.
2 years.
That's
okay.
Dedication. Uh-huh. And I would like to just double back for a hot second and say that it is smart if you're a teenager or if you have a teenager, you know, big fans of the pod, middle-aged adults.
Yeah, they love us.
But if you got a teenager, give them a busy fucking job because otherwise they will dick around and do the worst shit. Like if you give a teenager 10 seconds, like they're going to fuck something up.
But if
you're just like, no, you have 1,000 potatoes to peel, fucking get going. They'll do it eventually.
Yeah. I highly recommend it.
You were saying?
No, I was just saying, okay, so you're there for 2 years.
Yeah.
First 6 months, you were doing grunt work. By the end, you were basically running the joint.
I was manager. One of the best, everyone loved me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to stay and keep going
That's a company that you can theoretically advance in.
And my mom was like, okay, go to college. Uh-huh. And if you still want, if you're done and you want to go back, go for it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's a wise mom.
It's almost like you have the same path as like a kid who wants to be in a band.
I just want to fucking rock.
This is what I love though. This is
it
me.
Is. I'm always like, if I really like need a job, even now, that would be the first place I would go. Uh-huh.
That's another question that I like. I think we should incorporate in this podcast is like, what is your current, like, if you were to get fired right now from the job you have, like everybody has at least one or two spots. Like, oh, they'll take me back.
Like whoever they are.
Yeah. And so In-N-Out would be, you're like, oh, I'd get in there, maybe.
It would, but it would be a good story because it would be like Logan. Like, you'd be like, does she still have it? Can she still? Like a modern day Rocky movie.
That's yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, I know.
So you left then to go to school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Retired.
You hung up your apron.
It was devastating. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, did when you were working there, were there like everybody else, were they that gung ho about work, or like were there some shitty people? Or
I mean, I feel like everyone pretty much loved it because the thing is it pays really well.
Right. It pays.
So it's like you're not like working like for nothing. It's like your paycheck kind of reflects the hours you put in. So it's like you feel appreciated.
Yeah.
You know,
do they party? I feel like In-N-Out Burger people party.
You think so?
I could see that. We had a lot of like events we did as like a store. Like we would go to like. I almost think we went to like Magic Mountain or something. Like
really?
We went to some sort of like theme park one day and like a whole different store covered our store.
No.
While we went.
Fucking
it wasn't Magic Mountain, but it was something.
That's amazing.
It was
anything
a field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
Even if you had just gone to another In-N-Out and hung out but not worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing that an entire store covered your store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that inspires loyalty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was a good vibe.
Yeah, I'd also be like, fuck school.
What are your thoughts on, you know, let's just dig a little into In-N-Out itself. Like, I feel like In-N-Out fries are hotly debated. There are some people who are like, they're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And some people are like, trash, don't like them.
Right.
What's your stance on In-N-Out fries?
I think they're great. I don't like when people trash them because it's like they're fries. Like still incredible. Piping hot. Like they're freshly sprinkled with salt.
Like how dare you trash any fry?
It's just
whatsoever.
It's like, what do you mean? It's like yes, they're not McDonald's fries, mm-hmm, but like, so what? Yeah, like, yeah, I don't, yeah. I feel like In-N-Out fries like match, like they taste fresh. Like, I mean, they're great.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, if I was like, could I have any fries in the world? I probably would get McDonald's fries.
Agreed.
But like, that doesn't mean I don't like In-N-Out fries.
Yeah, 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 that's fine. Yeah. And like, again, I think your point is correct that like, if you're criticizing fries, man, you need to take a look at yourself.
Like, yeah, it's like they're not bad.
Yeah.
It's like maybe they're not your number one, but like,
but they're fries. Not,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like In-N-Out just on the whole gets debated a lot. Like, because people love it so much that other people, I think, like, throw shade at it.
Yeah, I think people get tired of the, like, people gushing about it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I have a friend, Jake Solomon, who's really into Shake Shack. Shake Shack.
I love Shake Shack, and I like saw you at Shake Shack once.
Did you?
Remember? Okay.
Nope.
Cut this out. Okay. I was with Donnie, and we saw you.
Oh, yeah. I think I was with Jake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
he loves Shake Shack, and he's just like fucking it. Like likes Shake Shack so much that he hates In-N-Out. Like,
because he like is really against the line at like In-N-Out. Like how long the line takes.
Oh,
in
for
In-N-Out.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, Shake Shack isn't like a breeze.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not a breeze.
I also like never know how the employees at Shake Shack feel about me, because a lot of times I walk in there and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's not a good. Sometimes I'll Postmates Shake Shack, and I don't Postmates, but that's the only thing I'll Postmates, because sometimes it's like the locations aren't exactly.
They're
convenient.
Weird, especially in LA.
Yeah, it's
really
like
strange spots.
There's
the
like
one
a West
on
Hollywood one.
Yeah, the one on Hollywood, I guess, is closer to me. But it's like, where do you park?
There is
so like,
Hollywood. Yeah, no.
Yeah, like
there's
yeah.
one
so
over
one
in
on Santa Monica, right?
But even that one's like a little bit. That's not that close to me, you know. So
and there's one
like,
by the Glendale Galleria.
Right, right. Yeah.
In case you're doing vending machine.
Yeah.
Take a break.
But
on Shake Shack.
Damn, I do love Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is really good.
I didn't want to like it.
I love it.
I was like really against it, like for no reason. I hadn't even tried
it. East Coast based. There's a little bit like I think there's a little
yeah, it's
like,
a little hip hop war.
Yeah. But it is fucking good.
Dude, I love our podcast.
Anyways.
Well, but what we haven't done is shit on anybody's fries here.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Not
because they're fries.
Like my point I was making is that I just think it is weird that they like compare, because people want to like argue, but I like them both.
Yeah, they're both great. Really, and I sometimes feel like I know when I feel like In-N-Out, and I know when I feel like Shake Shack.
Sure.
Like it's different.
Yeah.
What about the secret menu at In-N-Out?
What about the secret menu?
You love it.
No, I said, what about it?
Do you feel like, are you okay with talking
about
it now?
Already defensive.
No, the thing is like, it's always disappointing when people ask me, because there's, I think everything that almost was on the secret menu is not a secret anymore.
Of course not.
It was like animal style fries, you know?
It,
but
it
that's
was like
just
the
like
Illuminati. Like, we know now more about
it. Also,
you can just Google it and there's like a big fucking
list. Like, it's not as like hush hush.
At the time that you were
the
working?
The only thing I really remember, and it wasn't like things, it was just, things had names that you might not realize. Like if people ordered like just a patty, like maybe for their dog or something.
Yeah,
and that was called like a flying puck.
Uh-huh.
So it was more just like the name.
The fun of
like
it.
It's like, it's like someone might order that not realizing that it's like part of the secret menu.
Did they swear you to secrecy on it? Or they like,
I don't even know if I was ever briefed on all of it.
Oh, no, what it was is you were, but then they wiped your memory Men in Black style after you left.
No, because now I'm like, when people ask me, I'm like, I don't remember. All I remember is that like flying puck.
Yeah, there was like a 6-week period where you were like tied to a chair in like a room with like a swinging light bulb. And they were like quizzing you and like just throwing water in your face when you got it wrong.
Yeah.
But they wiped all that from your memory.
God.
Yeah, that's why everyone loves In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
That's why.
I'm like, it was such a good time. Yeah.
That's so a bummer. Funny. So, but like, but
you're like, sorry, you went through that.
Do you think? I mean, did people order the secret menu a lot when you were?
Some people, like really, like regular.
Were they smarmy about it? Were they like giving you the wink?
You know what? I don't remember. I would love to say yes, but I don't remember. Yeah.
All right, that's fair. I do resent the smarmy secret menu people.
There's
a secret menu. Like, motherfucker, of course we all know.
Although, you know what? I feel like I kind of invented this there.
Oh, please.
I would always get a root beer float on my breaks.
And they didn't.
But that's not on the menu. But it's like they have root beer and they have vanilla shakes.
Right.
So yeah, I feel like I kind of pioneered ultra that. Secret menu.
Yeah. If there's a real secret menu, then there's one more layer to it, you know?
And yeah.
Only insiders.
Yeah.
Also, the lemonade mixed with 7-Up. I forget if they have 7-Up or Sprite. It's so good.
Yeah. Really?
That mixture.
Is there a name for that?
I don't think so.
The Chase?
I don't think so.
The Bernstein?
I mean, maybe, but Sunrise it's Chase. So good. Wow, that's a great name. Mm.
Yeah, Sunrise. Or Chase and Sunrise.
Chase and Sunrise.
Wow. We are going to have to cut this out in case anyone else listening. They come, they like beat me up in my apartment.
Yeah.
Break in my house.
Yeah, in case they waterboard you.
Yeah. They're like, stop talking about In-N-Out Burger secret menu. I'm all beat up on the ground.
But you'll forget it.
But they're wearing those In-N-Out hats. Yeah. Like, I know it's them.
Yeah, the thing is, but again, they'll torture you, and then they'll make you forget it. But then from then on, anytime someone says In-N-Out, you'll just be like, I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. I'll touch the scar on my face.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
I can't remember why I have this, but yeah, I love it.
So you quit. You just give like 2-week notice. Like, yeah, you knew it was coming.
Well, I was leaving for school, right? Mm-hmm, so I was just like,
so they knew it was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Did they do anything special for your last day?
You know what? I don't think they did. I mean, people were like, I said bye to people. That's the thing. It's there's not a lot of time to like pause. Like, mm-hmm. I remember like leaving and like wanting more from it. Like, I was like, damn, mm-hmm. like that's it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But you went on your shield, and I respect that. You're like, no, I'm working my last day.
Yeah. I respect exactly. it. Yeah. Exactly.
So was that your one stint? Did you come back for summer or like?
No, I didn't go. It was weird. I didn't go back. I worked at Jamba Juice the summer after college,
right,
which was like down the street from In-N-Out. Yeah. Yeah. I think I was just like, I wanted a new experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
College changes. You grow up.
The same people weren't there. It's like, it's never going to be the same.
When you go
back somewhere, it's just because I've done that with some other places and I'm like, damn, this was just.
Yeah, yeah. Why did I?
I liked it because it was like a specific time and like there's certain people
working.
You can't
get that time.
Yeah.
In that truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that's a bummer.
Yeah. That is a bummer.
It's very real.
Okay. So that was your first job. What would you say is the worst job you've ever had?
You know what? I was like thinking about it and I was like, oh, it was for sure Jamba Juice. But then it was like.
Really? Next summer?
I really hated Jamba Juice. It was very corporate. And like, I don't like corporate stuff.
Which
like,
is
where
amazing
like,
you worked for In-N-Out, which is also presumably corporate.
But it's about
the way that they conduct themselves.
It was like lighter. Like, it wasn't like, don't do that. Like, it was like you wanted to like. Mm-hmm. Do everything right, you know? But it was like Jamba Juice, they're like, don't wear this nail polish. And I'm just like,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know
if it's still like that. But honestly, probably that wasn't my worst one. It was maybe a tie between, I forgot about this other one, but I used to work at this law office when I first started stand up because I needed a day job and I had always worked at restaurants in the night, you know? So I was the receptionist at a law firm, which you cannot imagine how miserable I was. Like, it was hell on earth. But then also I worked one summer, I forget which summer, at a bar on Sunset called Tangerine. It's not there anymore. It's like kind of near the store, the Comedy Store. And I worked like 2 weeks. My check bounced. It was definitely like a drug front, like 100%. No one was ever in there. And then one night it was just me and the owner, Kingsley. And he's like, this is ridiculous. Like, we need people here. And he's like, I'm going to call some friends. Next thing I know, there's 200 people there. I'm the only waitress working, like the only cocktail waitress working. It was a shit show. Like, I was the only one working. I had just started there. I didn't even barely know how to work there. Then this guy was like, he kept ordering drinks for it. He's like, whatever these girls want. So I kept putting it on his tab. Uh-huh. And then at the end of the night, I gave him his bill. And he's like, oh, I can't pay that. And I was like, I don't.
You ordered them.
And then so my dad is a lawyer because my check bounced. And so me and my dad went down there. My dad was like, give us the money. And then I never went back again.
Right. Wait, did he pay you the money right then?
Yeah, in cash.
Like in cash, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah,
fucking yeah. crazy. Okay, yeah. So wait. So this guy was like, I have a business, quote unquote. I have a business.
Yeah.
I'm not going to advertise it at all, I guess, because there's zero people in here.
Zero
But I also
people.
Have 200 friends in my pocket that I could just call on at any point.
Yeah.
Like a spell. And just have
it was so weird. It was one of the weirdest nights of my life, and I wish I remembered it better. I just don't. I just really remember that one guy ordering drinks for everyone, and like I was putting stuff in the register, and I was like, It's like I may have added a couple drinks by accident. Like, you know, it was hard to really like.
You're the only server.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like, it was pretty close to accurate. And he was just like, yeah, I can't pay this.
Yeah. How did you find this job?
He's like, I'm sorry. I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know what I was thinking.
I've never been in a restaurant before.
I feel like one of my dad's friends or like one of his old clients had worked there.
Okay.
And she was like, I mean, it was such a giveaway. Like, she was like, they have a lot of turnover in staff.
And you were like,
because I just really needed a job, like, for the summer. So I was like, okay, perfect.
You in college?
Like, they need, yeah, it was, God, I can't remember.
Because you're like, oh, I'll get hired quick and then I can just
And then it was just such a disaster. So, but definitely the law firm. That was probably, I hated that one mm-hmm. more than anything.
Well, and you were there for how long?
I was there for like a year and a half.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was so miserable. I was just telling my dad the other night, I'm like, I wish I had, like, I would send out emails. Like, if, like, we got lunch, like, I'd be like, I'd be so sarcastic in the emails. I'd be like, breaking news. Like, there's, and they were so, they had so much attitude. Like, and like, it was so funny because there's just like all these lawyers that no one there was nice. Like, but like, I remember this one guy like came up to me one time and he's like, I really like those emails. And I was like, oh, really? Like, it was like, he thought they were funny. Yeah. But
Breaking news. I'm getting your lunch
hell.
Order.
And it's like, you think a receptionist just answers the phone. Like, nobody, you chill.
Right.
It was so much work.
At a law firm. Yeah.
So much fucking work. These faxes that would come in. They had a whole system. It was like, I was in the CIA. Like, and by, by the time I got they were so hard and they took so long to put in the computer. But by the time I got it, like the drive through, I was just fucking killing it. And like, I would get in, like whip through the faxes, and then I would just chill. And like, I would put, there was a TV and they always had the news on, but then I would like change it to Kardashians. And then when people came in, I would quickly switch it back to the news. I'm like, Russia, you know, but
damn Russia.
It was, I hated it so much. I hated everyone there. And then
were they just shitty or you just,
they were just really shitty. Like they, no one was nice. They were like super mean to me. And then I got changed to being a filer. Like, I was going to do filing. And they put me on this thing where someone who had left it off had just left it, like, a mess. Like, there were files everywhere. Nothing was in its right place. And I started out, I was like, okay, I'm going to fix it. Like, I'm going to do it good. And then I just was like, dude, fuck all of this. And I literally did nothing. Nothing. I would, these files, nothing was getting done. Like, that was probably for like 3 or 4 months.
I was going to say how that lasted.
And then I got let go.
Right.
And I was just like,
they're like, it seems like you haven't done anything in a long
but
time.
But it took them that long. Like, you know, it was
like, are you
like
in the basement in the files?
No, I was just like in like, you know, whatever it's called, they're not rooms,
like a conference
but they're
room?
Like, no, they're like just like a cubicle, you know?
Okay.
And I was just, it was
there's
so
like
beyond me.
You.
Yeah. Like it was like, it wasn't my fault. It was like, it was so fucked to begin with. And then I was just like, why am I fucking doing this? Like, this is
well,
so dumb.
It seems wild because it seems like you, you actually found a rhythm that you hated, but could sustain at the desk, the front desk.
Yeah,
and
I don't
then they were just like,
why?
Let's fuck this up.
Oh, because you know what happened? Because I was working 4 days a week as a receptionist and I wanted to work 3. Because with stand up, I was so tired because I would like get, I would leave my house at like 6 a.m. and like stay there till like 5 and then go straight to open mics. And I was just exhausted. And I was living at my mom's house at the time. So it was like, I was just saving up. Like, I didn't actually need money for rent. So I was just like, I want to work 3 days a week. And they're like, well, you can't as a as the receptionist, but you can as the filing clerk. It was really bad. Just bad people, bad vibes.
What kind of law were they doing? Like real estate?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It is hard to say.
Yeah.
But people, clients came in of varying
sometimes,
sorts.
Like it was just, everyone was so stressed out and miserable. Like it was such a miserable environment.
Was it a really big law firm?
It wasn't huge. It was probably like maybe like 15 lawyers, but then it's like they have their reception.
That's
their,
to me sounds
secretaries.
Big, but I don't know how big law firms get.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was like a decent size. It
did they
like
have
huge.
A billboard? I feel like a lot of
Billboard. No.
Okay,
no.
So then this is ambiguous. Uh-huh, they're not doing like regular shyster law, which is like ambulance chasing and like damages.
Yeah, I don't
kill
know
a guy
what
drunk
the fuck
they're probably doing. They're probably doing like corporate law or something.
Probably.
Where, like, they get paid a ton for it.
Yeah, but they're like,
who knows why,
living in hell.
Yes. But they're living in hell.
Such a bad environment.
So did you build any relationships there? But that one guy said, "Hey, thanks for the email," and you were like, "All right."
Well. No. And I hated this one guy and these two girls. They were all friends and they hated me and I hated them. Like,
they were all
they were
lawyers?
Mortal enemies. No, they were secretaries.
Ugh.
And they were like a clique and they were
like
so
cool
rude
girls?
To me. Mm-hmm.
Like cool girls?
Like what?
Like cool girls?
Yeah, this guy and two girls.
Like cool. they were like the cool kids in the.
But like they weren't. Like I was like the.
No, I know you.
Fuck.
Hated
like
me.
Yeah. Like I was like okay, and they were so rude. And so I remember like a few, maybe like a week before I left, because I had a phone in my cubicle when I was a filing clerk. Maybe it was when I already got let go, and I had called. I think I called to see if they had changed my voicemail. Like I wanted to see if. It was still there.
Uh-huh. Oh, your voicemail message.
Yes,
you recorded
my outgoing voice. And I don't know why. I was at my dad's house and I was like, I want to see if it's still there. And I was friends with the girl who became the receptionist. We were cool. And we would G-chat all day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We liked each other. Yeah. And so I called and my thing was there. Or I don't care remember what it was, but I left a message and I was like, fuck all of you fucking losers. Uh-huh. Like, I was like, fuck you, Sal. Fuck you, Mary. Like, I was like, just.
You said to that clique specifically.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know what exactly I said.
Yeah.
I was just at my dad's. I'm like, no one's ever going to, who's going to listen to this? So I was just like.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just doing it for my dad, like, to be funny. And, like, I hung up. And then the receptionist texted me a couple days later. And she goes, they heard your message. And I was like. Oh my God. She goes, you're crazy.
Did anything happen to them? Or
no, because it was like, I mean, I didn't work there anymore.
Did she say they were real mad about it or anything?
I can't remember.
just that, like, you know, the message was delivered.
Uh-huh.
Like when you send a text and it actually says,
Okay.
But you really didn't think they would, you were just like, yeah, fuck
I didn't
all
think
you guys.
There was, yeah, I didn't think there was. Anyway, anyone would ever hear it.
And you hung up and you're like, tight.
Yeah.
Did you think like, your reception, like your friend who is now the receptionist, would hear it?
No.
Really?
So does no one check the voicemail?
Yeah.
Like,
it
was on my phone that was in my cubicle. Like, it wouldn't go to reception.
Oh, okay.
It was my, specific line on my thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So then how did they list it?
I don't know. Maybe, someone started, and they were, clearing out the messages for them.
Like, right. Voicemail. This will be nice.
Oh, new business.
And I also, it was probably so shocking because I really didn't talk very much there. Like, I never... I wasn't I just kind of kept to myself and was very low key.
And
so
they were
like,
oh, that's what she's like.
Yeah. And then I was just like, fuck you. Like, fuck this bitch. They're like, Jesus. Yeah. Good times.
It's pretty wild. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever told any job that I liked or disliked what I actually thought of them.
I've written a lengthy email to a manager before.
Really?
Yeah. And
Tangerine?
I wish I had that email because
you were like,
not
this
Tangerine.
Just in.
You suck.
It seems
bro.
Like this is making me seem like I'm psychotic, but I've had 60 jobs. So this is just a few.
Sure,
of
this
them.
Is one
but
of them. Yeah, that's not psychotic.
Yeah.
60 jobs, so we're good.
Yeah. But I
what
did. Write.
What was that email?
It was because I had worked at this restaurant in Boston at a really, it was like a really nice restaurant, a nice hotel. And I worked there since the beginning. Uh-huh. Like I started before it even opened. So I really had a lot invested in it. Uh-huh. It meant a lot to me. And I loved it there. And I had great managers, great everything. And then they fired the guy who the manager. They were just like, it was like the
too
Boston
cool.
restaurant scene is like very like edgy and like very
edgy?
Like cutthroat.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Like, and so like then this group took over the restaurant and they like got rid
of. Like a corporate group.
Yes.
Yeah,
and they put this other guy in and I fucking hated him and I didn't try to make it seem like I didn't.
Uh-huh.
He knew I hated him and I just could not stand him. I can't even get into all of it, but then
sure.
And I loved this place, and I just watched it turn into like something great to something like just really horrible.
It was,
and, like,
it was out of love, you know. You sent
yeah, it was, and I was just like, I was, I ended up moving back to Los Angeles, so I was
over this.
I quit. No, I was.
Like, this used to be Red Lobster.
I mean, that's
man.
The thing. It's like, it was probably good because I probably would have stayed longer if it was right. like, oh, okay. had been good. But I had been thinking about it, and then I was like, God, and I hate this now. So I was just like, I mean, it was a lot of reasons I moved back.
Were you doing comedy then?
No. No. Okay. No. Okay. And so, yeah, I just wrote him this long ass email, and I was like, I think you're a terrible person. Ooh, like, nice. I laid the fuck into him. I was like, I don't know how the fuck you're married. I feel so bad for your wife.
Oh my God.
I feel so bad for your kids. Like, I went in. I had like such a long email, and he responded, and he goes, thank you, Chase. I'll take this into consideration.
Oh, Jesus
and I was
Christ.
Like, okay.
Don't even respond, bro. Yeah. Like, you don't have a good comeback.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay, so, but
he asked his wife, he's like, how do you feel about me?
Like, just like reading a child a story. Yeah. And he just closes it real quiet. And he's just like,
oh my
God. What do you think of dad?
I couldn't stand him.
So, how did you get the awful law job?
My dad, one of my dad's friends, once again, she worked there. She worked there as a secretary.
Okay, got it.
And
but
we
she
were
wasn't
friends.
One of the bitchy ones.
No. We were friends. But they, I think that's also why they didn't like me, because they didn't like her. But
really?
It's like, we were so much cooler than them. Like, in every way, we were better than them. Yeah. Like, and they probably just didn't like us.
So always had dates to the dances.
So what made you like stay? I mean, because you were there for at least a year, like almost a year and a half.
I know, but it was because I just... Because
you found the momentum of it once you got it going?
Well, it was just like, I had started stand-up and I knew I needed a day job.
Right.
And that was like, it paid well. Mm-hmm. And I was at the end working 3 days a week and still getting paid good amount of money.
Yeah, and then also by the end, you were doing jack fucking shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, I was literally just like writing jokes. So I was just like, I can get used to being miserable and I can like live in it. Like,
for
I'm
sure.
not someone that's like, no, like I'm like, I'll figure it out, you know, like, so I mean, yeah, I just knew I needed a day job
and
they're
this was
hard
one.
To find.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's the truth.
That's why I that's stayed fair. There.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have three questions we always close the pod with.
Okay.
The first question is, I guess we kind of already covered it, but just to like make sure we have all the bases covered. Okay. When were you done? Meaning, when did you know you had to quit the shitty job? And then when did you actually quit? Like, I know you quit.
Oh, a Tangerine.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. No. No, Tangerine, the check bounce. We know what happened.
Yeah.
The law firm, you quit. No, you got let go.
I got let
quote
go.
Unquote. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Real quick though. So what did they fire you on the spot or like what like?
They one of the main lawyers called me into his office and he was like, "Oh, we're dissolving your position."
Whoa.
What a way to say.
And I was like,
"You're fired."
Yeah. I was like, "Whatever."
He had
you know?
A vat of like acid. Like, we're getting rid of this position.
Like dip from Roger Rabbit. Putting cartoon characters into it.
I've never been fired from or let go from anywhere. I'm a really good worker, like really good.
Mm-hmm. Same. Us too.
I'm a hustler, so I've never even been close to being let go. So I was like, I deserved it for sure. But a part of me was like, damn, like I'm a little bit disappointed in myself. Like
sure,
I remember
sure.
leaving that day being like, damn.
But so did they tell you, were they like, we're dissolving this position because X, Y, and Z reasons? Or they're like, look, we've seen all the emails. Like, we see the weird shit you're doing.
No, they didn't say any of that. Uh-huh, they were just like, uh-huh. we're dissolving this position.
So there's a chance that they were like kind of sad when they found that voicemail. That they were like, I mean, I'm a little bummed that we had to let her. She was nice enough.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck your mom. Fuck anyone looks like you.
We had to move a couple of funds around and then just like,
fuck you. Yeah.
No,
maybe we'll bring her back in a few months. Eat a dick.
Maybe. That's actually sad.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And then the second question is, what's one good thing you took from that very bad job, the law firm?
Oh, God. I can't think of many. I mean, I guess I really got my coffee order down.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would come and make real. I had a really good ratio going with the vanilla creamers.
This is your specific coffee order. Mm. Like,
yeah.
Yourself.
Well, I would make it. Like, they had coffee every morning, and I like really got my how I liked my coffee down there. I feel like I really
You're a person that like benefits from reps. Like yes, it's like the, yes. every job, it's like the more reps you get, you yeah. really get it.
I
down.
Can really, if you just give me those chances, uh-huh. I could really uh-huh. get it. Uh-huh, uh-huh,
uh-huh. So yeah. what is your coffee?
The thing is, thing. I don't drink coffee anymore.
Well, what was okay. your coffee?
But it was, I think it was, you know, the perfect amount of coffee in the sure. styrofoam cup.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Same, and then same. 3 to 4 vanilla creamers.
3 to 4?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How did you determine the difference between 3 and 4?
I don't know.
Did you ever go 4 and go like, too many?
I probably honestly did. I think now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I feel like it was like 5 or 6. Because uh-huh. sure. I just remember having like a ton of those like empty things uh-huh. on my desk uh-huh. and being like,
this is all like in your like messed up file cabinet area.
Yeah. Yeah. There's. I think I'm just like, you know what? What I like about coffee is mostly the creamer.
Okay.
And uh-huh. not uh-huh. the coffee uh-huh. itself. Yeah.
Coffee, big fan of the pod.
Yeah.
and then the last question.
Okay.
Is a little more... just like dreamy
yeah.
is if you had to give up on your dream mm-hmm. and you were forced to pick up another dream
mm-hmm.
to work towards something, what might that be?
I feel like I would want to be a restaurant manager.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I really love work. I loved working in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the bustle of it? Or?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think it's so fun. Uh-huh. I love the camaraderie, schedule. It is, kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. There's really like a personality me. Type that really gravitates there.
Yeah.
And you do see a lot of like that kind of camaraderie. Thing,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I had
in
a
the good
blast.
Ones.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would. I love. That's why I love the restaurant that I worked at in Boston. I worked there from before it opened. So I was kind of like. I was a hostess, but I kind of ran a lot of it,
uh-huh.
like since I was there from the beginning. Yeah, mm-hmm. so
yeah, especially
and
if
I
you're there for a long
loved
time.
It, yeah. loved it. Mm-hmm. Like I love like being like, you know what? I know you don't have a reservation, but like, let me figure something out for you.
You yeah. like
you
that
know?
Moment?
Like yeah, I love yeah, that. Yeah. yeah, or like send them a couple apps. Mm-hmm. You know, send that tape because they waited or something. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just. Mm. I love it.
Oh wow!
I really
that's where
love
you come
it.
Through as a good person.
Yeah.
Really, really
as a
good
real
person.
Good
that's where
person.
You shine.
There's actual
yeah.
hospitality there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
There's some pretty big downsides to that gig. One of them being the industry has a lot of people in it that are a huge mixed bag of experience,
right.
And like psychosis.
Yeah.
Like you find that palpable. Like you're like I'm cool with that. I accept that degree of. Of
like
whatever.
Crazy, like randomness.
Well, not even randomness.
Right.
Just like pure and total
yeah, it's like
dysfunction.
Characters. Uh-huh. I mean, I feel like it was fun because it's like most of them are like artists.
Sure.
You know, like
a lot
most
of times.
Of, you know, and it's just like, so you're kind of on the same page. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, the one in Boston was different. Like, once again, the restaurant scene in Boston is very like, it's a thing.
Well, go ahead. Follow-up question. If you were to be a restaurant manager, do you have an idea of like a restaurant you want to work for or a region or like
I mean, just like a cute one, uh-huh. you know,
mm-hmm.
like with good lighting.
Uh-huh.
That's all
what,
I really
what does good lighting mean? Like
dim, but not like too dark where
sure.
you're like, I can't see my
like
menu.
That weird ass. You know, like steakhouses are always like a fucking
super
closet.
Dark.
Yeah,
you're
like
yeah.
really
what the
dark.
Fuck is this?
Yeah. Like a, you know, like a golden light. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I love restaurants. I love why I like stand up too is because I don't like to go out really. Like
right.
I'm not like, I don't like to go to bars or something, but I like having an excuse.
Right.
Like if people are like, do you want to come out? I'm like, I'm working.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
So I like working at night and I like having, I'm like, can't have a show. You know?
Yeah.
So
that
I love
the biggest
those two things.
Yeah. For anyone
yeah.
who
yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, that's a very satisfying answer.
yeah.
Not
great.
Even if it was thank unsatisfactory, you. It would be quite adequate because everyone can have their own answer.
Yeah.
thank you, Chase, for joining
thank
us.
Thank
you
so much,
Chase
for
and
awesome.
Meg. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe from wherever you're listening. You can follow Chase on Instagram at Chase Bernstein, and our website is chasebernstein.com. We have that in the show notes. Oh, you can follow us on Instagram at FuckThisPlacePod. Also, you can share this podcast with anybody you want. That would be nice. We like that. Okay. That's it. Bye for now.